This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump visited the U.S. Border Patrol station in Calexico on California, a crossing point between the United States and Mexico Friday, saying the country cannot take any more migrants. AP Sagar Magani has details.
The president's arguing he's made progress in convincing the country there's a national emergency at the border, and he's coining a new phrase and saying there's a colossal surge in illegal border crossings.
Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore, I'm sorry.
In Calexico, not far from the Mexico border, the president talked with immigration agents hours after re-upping his threat to close the border altogether, while saying he prefers to instead slap tariffs on cars made in Mexico and brought to the U.S. He says he's holding off because Mexico's making strides in stopping migrants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, California and 19 other states that are suing President Trump over his emergency declaration want a court order to stop money from being diverted to fund the border wall project. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
California Attorney General Xavier Becerra says what the president wants to do is unconstitutional.
If you want to build something using taxpayer money, you got to get permission, the way previous presidents have always done.
He wants Congress to authorize funding. Becerra says money will be siphoned away from fighting drug trafficking and military construction projects.
There are 6.7 billion reasons why California is in this lawsuit, not only in it, but leading the lawsuit. We are the biggest state. We stand to lose perhaps the most money.
President Trump says people in California want the wall. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council and foreign ministers of the Group of Seven Nations said on Friday that they were strongly opposed to military action in Libya. Germany's UN ambassador Christoph Heusgen said the Security Council called on Libyan National Army troops commanded by Khalifa Haftar to stop all military movements.
They called on LNA forces to halt all military movements. And they also called on all forces to de-escalate and halt military activity. There can be no military solution to the conflict.
Earlier Friday, foreign ministers from France, Britain, Germany, the United States, Italy, and Japan, and Canada, meeting in France, said in a statement that they firmly believe there was no military solution to the Libyan conflict. The advance that began Thursday by Haftar's Libyan National Army force, which is allied to a parallel administration based in the east, escalates a power struggle that has splintered the nation since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi 8 years ago. Saudi Arabia has arrested at least 8 writers and activists, including 2 who hold dual U.S.-Saudi citizenship, in the latest crackdown on supporters of women activists. Rights workers say the detained have all expressed support for a group of Saudi women activists now on trial for allegedly defaming the kingdom over its treatment of women. Most of the arrests occurred Thursday and coincide with a vote by the U.S. House of Representatives to cut American support for the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen. U.S. President Donald Trump has yet to indicate if he will veto that bill. Several analysts in the Arab media tied the arrests of the Saudi activists to the vote by the U.S. House. The arrests represent the first crackdown on the kingdom's critics since the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last October. Hiring rebounded in March with 196 jobs added to the U.S. economy. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Hiring was way up in March.
This is a good, solid report. I think the February report, where we only had 33,000 jobs added, was an anomaly. And I would expect that we'll see, 150,000 to 175,000 jobs per month added through the rest of 2019.
Gus Fauché, chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group, on signs of a slowing economy.
We are seeing slower growth, but we're not anywhere near a recession. The economy is still expanding, just at a slightly weaker pace.
So far this year, job gains have averaged 180,000 a month, though that's down from last year's average of 223,000. Shelley Antler, Washington.
A positive day on Wall Street, with all 3 major indices closing in positive territory. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.